Look what it says in Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like foxes in the deserts. You've not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. And so we see today that preachers have become like foxes. Preachers have become clever and cunning and crafty. And it's no wonder when their role model is Herod. I mean, if they're following Herod, if they're in love with Herod, if they're following the cult of personality of Herod, when they're following after political leaders, when they spend more time in talk radio than in the Word of God, when they're a pastor of a church and they're spending more time on the news, more time on Fox News, more time listening to this stuff than they do reading their Bible or listening to Spirit-filled preaching, it's no wonder that they start to become fox-like as well. What am I talking about? I'm talking about preachers. They won't tell you what they believe. They won't come right out and answer a straight question with a straight answer. They answer like a politician. They play all these games. They beat around the bush. They say all these ambiguous things that can be interpreted two different ways so they can kind of please both sides and string along both sides. Folks, I don't want to please both sides. I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. And you know, the other side, nuts to them. We're on the Lord's side. We're promoting one side here. We're not trying to fill our church with as many people as we can, no matter what they believe. No, we want people to actually believe the Bible to come to our church. And we want to actually preach clear things from the Bible, not these vague statements that can be interpreted all these different ways, being subtle and clever and cunning. You know, I like what Daniel chapter 3 records of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where they just said, well, we're not careful to answer thee concerning this matter. You know, what's the deal? Why aren't you bowing down to this idolatry? Well, you know what? First of all, let me just say this. We're not careful to answer thee concerning this matter. Like, hey, I'm not going to sit here and try to give you an answer that you like. I'm not going to try to talk my way out of this and say something that's going to placate you. I'm just going to tell you right now that our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. And if not, if he doesn't deliver us, we'd rather burn than bow. So, you know, we won't do it. We're not going to bow down to your image. Just go ahead and throw us in the fiery furnace. And that's what I say today in 2021 to our government. Go ahead and throw me in the fiery furnace, but I'm not going to accept homos. Amen. Throw me in the fiery furnace. Go ahead. I don't care what the Republican Party does. I don't care how many queer ambassadors Trump sent to Germany and everywhere else. You know, hey, I'm not interested. I want nothing to do with that death style, and so I'm not going to become a fox of a preacher. This is not Pastor Fox up here, okay? We are to be steadfast and unmovable, and there's no reason to be all tricky and crafty and hide what we believe. You want to know what I believe? Just ask me a question. I'll give you a straight answer exactly what I believe, because I'm not a politician. And I'm sick of pastors acting like politicians. The prophets have become like foxes in the desert. I am in the desert, but I'm not like a fox there. So don't get sucked into the fake religion of political conservatism. It's not real Christianity. It's a fake Christianity. That's the mainstream view.